Matt Giggs, what would you do if you were running Countrywide?
I think, look, I don't understand the full ins and outs of what their commitments are. I can only talk on a people level because that's my expertise. Mm-hmm. So, for example, do the people sitting in each of their offices believe they work for a company that meets the values of them as individuals? So, for example, how are the people behaving in those offices? What are they expected to be like? What they, you know, for me, it all starts with the people. So, for example, the phone rings, you answer it. What do we expect that person to then do? So I think for me, it's about completely getting everybody on the same page.
How would you do that?
Well, first,
if I give you the you are now MD or CEO of Countrywide.
I would bring everybody that works for that organisation over a period of 3 months to one place where we can talk about what really does matter in the market. And for me, it boils
back. Hire the NEC, few thousand people.
Yeah, if it needs to. I think you can't have everybody there at the same time due to people being off and everything else. But I would have no hesitation in establishing a clear vision with everybody that works in the organisation within 3 months. So they all understand where we're going. I think most of them probably don't know where the company's going at the moment. In fact, if they were to read the news, you'd think you'd be lucky to be there in the next 12 months, which, you know, from a personal point of view, is really sad to hear, because I think they've done fantastic things for many people across
the industry.
They've
done a lot for the industry.
Hugely. Look, have they reacted badly to change? Have they probably been distracted by the different, you know, things like online and stuff like that? Have they moved away from what made them a really great agency? Look, we all make mistakes. The first thing you got to do is hold your hands up. You know, as a leader, I hold my hands up probably every week, 2 weeks, saying I messed up again. You know, it's okay messing up. It's okay making mistakes.
It's learning from that.
And it's doing the right thing. So first of all, you've got to have everyone needs to know what the company stands for. What's the vision of our organisation? I think that needs to be fleshed out with key members of the teams that include probably negotiators, listers, managers, the people that are going to give honest feedback. Get them to a place where it's the kind of vision that will excite those people, because they're the right people to keep.
Yes.
Right? There's probably a lot of people there that shouldn't be there, and there's a lot of people that could go and work for such an organisation that these people, these core people who create the vision, will attract. So it's you're better off having, like I've done, less people producing better service, better results, than having a span of people who aren't producing. But from what I understand, it's fairly skeleton run in a lot of places at the moment. So if you're going to have low numbers of employees, you've got to be clear that those people are clear on what's expected and why and so on and so forth. So I think you've just got to move, you've got to steer the ship back and go, right, that's where we're going, that's where we're heading, this is the kind of behaviour, this is the kind of intent, this is why we're doing it, are you with us or not? And if you're not with us, that's fine, you know? Then you can start clearly attracting the right people back to the organisation. And look, if that's then not going to be enough in a quick enough time, then whatever else you're going to be doing, you're going to be skimming over the surface. Because that's the deep stuff. That's where you've got it. It's deep-rooted challenges.
Scary times, but hopefully they can do it.
They can do it. Look, how many organisations that have had bigger challenges than Countrywide have turned themselves around, right? Are they going off of those models? Are they looking for those models? Or are they still looking within the market? I think they need to look a little bit at themselves, and they need to understand what's important to them. It's been very much shareholder driven. So in other words, when you've got a shareholder driven business, it's all about profit. Okay, but profit, having a profit led business that affects the shareholders doesn't necessarily drive the performance of a negotiator on the front line. You know, if you've got a people driven business, which I would say they need to consider, a people centric organization where it's more purpose driven, and they might have a better chance of getting the right people on board.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.